The Senate Education Committee this morning approved a plan to reimburse local school districts for what they pay to transport students between home and school. Currently, transportation costs are paid by a state formula, but any cost overruns from that formula are paid from local sources, in some cases using money originally directed toward meeting classroom expenses. The Department of Education has included $64 million in next year's budget for transportation expenses. Committee co-chair Kevin Meyer says the goal is to cut costs by establishing criteria for expenses the state will cover.
The whole intent here is that over the next five-year period is to try to get all the school districts on the same schedule so that and we could receive competitive bids for our pupil transportation statewide with the hopes of reducing costs, because obviously then you have a larger sample and you'll have more bids and hopefully have more competition.
Meyer says for the next 2 years, the state will continue the per-pupil formula before basing the system on actual costs. At that point, he anticipates that the total cost for all school districts will be less than under the current plan. Deputy Education Commissioner Les Morris said the Parnell administration welcomes the chance to lower the cost of the program, although there is some concern about the controls that are built in. He told the committee that the department has tried various plans over the years.
This will be stepping back into that model that puts us involved with the districts on that bidding. We understand it. We also want to walk into it without guaranteeing things, because as you can see, history shows us we can't guarantee those things. But we are going to work to make sure that we put forward our efforts as this bill lays things out.
The bill now goes to the Finance Committee, where Moore says the department would like to discuss the administration's concerns about the possibility of the need for supplemental budget requests in the event of overruns.